Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Don't count yourself out, count yourself in, because when you show up, you are counting yourself in. When you don't show up, you are counting yourself out. You see, when you show up for yourself, now you're willing to grow in a way that's going to transform you, because as you're transforming, you're marketing yourself, you're promoting yourself, and you're putting yourself out there in a way that's going to show that you can do it. And as you're doing it, you have to believe that you will do it. You see, the one thing that I've learned about marketing and found so fascinating is that when you put yourself out there, when you count yourself in, when you show up, you're showing that it's possible to create and achieve what you're putting your mind to. See, to have and to show up, you have to be willing to know that you are showing up for yourself. First, you have to count on yourself. Second, you have to know that you're marketing yourself. Third, you have to continue to show up and count yourself in, because the more you show up, the more you are counting yourself in. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting tips. Today, we speak about marketing strategies and how you can start implementing and counting yourself in for everything that you're doing, for everything that you're going through, for everything that you would like to accomplish, on how you can start doing it for yourself, because all you have to do is just show up. All you have to do is just be present. All you have to do is be willing to grow and develop. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like. And let me know in the comments on how you are going to show up for yourself. How are you showing up now, and how would you like to show up better? And so one thing that I learned is that life is going to show you different lessons. Lessons are going to come at you at different times. And when they come at different moments, now we have to understand why they're present, why they're showing up. See, when I learned how to stop counting myself out, I had to learn how to count myself in by being willing to show up when I didn't know what was going to come from me showing up. See, the best thing about marketing is that when you show up, people are seeing what you're doing because you are there in the room. I remember my first time going to the event. I showed up and I had less confidence because I didn't know I can be in the room. You see, when I learned how to be in the room, I learned how to market myself and communicate effectively, where not only was I showing up, I was showing up in a way where others can see what I'm doing. Others can see what I'm talking about. Others can see and hear what I'm saying. You see, you have to take that chance on yourself, because as you're taking the chance on yourself, you're willing to develop for you. But you have to be willing to show up but you have to be willing to count yourself in rather than count yourself out and never showing up. So the topic today is count yourself in. Count yourself in, not out. Count yourself in, not out. And the reason why this topic came for me was because I showed up to an event, a pitch competition a couple weeks ago. And when I showed up to this event, I was willing to present myself, and as I'm presenting myself, I have to communicate in a way where others will see what I'm doing, others will understand what I'm doing, and others will have questions around what I have going on. And so as I'm in this pitch competition, so a pitch competition is when you are pitching yourself, and as you're pitching yourself, you are explaining what you do, who you help, and how you go about helping them. And so when I was in this competition, I'm like, okay, I feel good. And throughout the competition, I'm like, okay, I still feel good. I was counting myself in before I counted myself out when it was time for me to present. And so as I'm counting myself in, I'm building my confidence. I'm talking to myself. I have my bag. I have my camera stand. And I'm just moving along the way because I know I'm counting myself in. And so when I get to the front, when it's finally my turn after waiting 4 hours, I not only pull out my phone, but I pull out my phone and press record. And as I'm pressing record, I surprise the judges. As I surprise the judges, they wasn't expecting for me to do that. Because oftentimes when you count yourself in, you have to open your creativity in a way where it shocked people. It's not the fact that he was shocked. He just wasn't ready for what I was going to deliver. See, not knowing that when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to be creative with what you're doing in order to stand out with others who are looking and learning from you. You see, when I learned how to show up and learned how to count myself in, counting myself in became a daily routine. Because I had to learn what it was. See, that's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to build a routine. Build a routine. Routine. Build a routine. You see, the reason why you want to build a routine, because it's building a habit for yourself. It's building a way of doing life, doing things that's going to help you do it more often. You see, to build a habit, you have to know what you're doing. To count yourself in, you have to recognize how and why you're counting yourself in. You see, it takes 21 days to build a habit. In other words, it takes 21 days to have a routine. Why is this important? Because sometimes we have to recognize where we would like to go and to replace the things that we're currently doing. It's not the fact that what you're doing doesn't matter. It's what you're doing is not bringing you value. It's not bringing you growth. It's not bringing you development, because it shows that you're not working on yourself. You see, when I learned how to work on myself, I not only kept myself in, I learned why I was counting myself in. And the reason why that came about, the reason why I came across is because I was building a routine. Life is going to show you that when you build a routine, your routine is a daily habit. It takes 21 days to build a habit. It takes 21 days to replace an old habit with a good habit, because a good habit is a new habit. And the old habit is a habit that you've been doing for so long, that you've been practicing for so long, that you've been building for so long. You see, when I was willing to work on myself, I was willing to count myself in before there was anyone around me to count me in as well. See, I have to, it's called confidence, it's called belief, it's called a certain dynamic that I have to have and build within myself, because I have to see the value that's in myself to recognize that as I'm counting myself in, I have value to bring. And see, when this topic came across a couple weeks ago, when I was going to the presentation, as I'm arriving to the presentation, as we're in line for the presentation, I'm just thinking about one thing, which is the presentation. I'm thinking about how I'm going to present. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say. I'm thinking about how it's going to come out. You see, when you count yourself in, you're willing to market yourself, because when you market yourself, people will pay attention to you even more. And I didn't recognize that because I wasn't aware of what I was doing and how I was going about doing it. And see, life is going to show you that when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. Not only challenge yourself, but push yourself that will not only develop you even more, but will help you grow and develop, because you're building a routine. You see, for me to go to the gym 4 times a week, I have to be willing to build a routine. So I have to be willing to get up early in the morning to go work out. I have to be willing to get up early and not sleep as long. A couple days when I sleep in, I feel bad because I'm sleeping in too long. And so I had to give myself a little bit of leeway and say, sometimes you need your rest. And as long as you're not resting too long every day, then a day or two It'll make you better. It'll make you grow. It'll make you develop. Because you need your rest. I wish I could stay up all night, but I'm human and I can't stay up all night. I can't stay up that long. And see, when I was counting myself in, I was learning what the routine that I was building for myself. It wasn't easy. And just because it's not easy doesn't mean I can't do it. I just have to be willing to change my old habits to build a new habit for myself, to build a new routine that I can work on every single day. You see, when I was in the Marine Corps, we had to work out. I remember waking up early in the morning to go work out together. And it was this one time they woke us up early in the morning and we had to go right in front of our barracks or where we were staying at and work out. And we was doing jumping jacks and I was like, yeah, we're going to wake everybody up in this area. We're going to wake everybody up. So y'all need to yell. Now, mind you, I didn't yell that much. Okay, I didn't yell that much. But think about a collective of 20 plus people yelling out numbers while you're sleeping. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to market yourself by any means possible. Even though everyone was asleep, we was up working out, we was up running, we was up together because we understood that we had to accomplish a goal. Now, it was cold. I remember a couple of them days, a couple of them times, it was cold. It was freezing. But see, when you build a routine, just know it's not going to be easy to keep that routine. And so when I understood that it was going to be challenges and I had to overcome my own self-doubt, I had to learn what self-doubt even was. Self-doubt was me not counting myself in because I didn't believe I can do it. Self-doubt is just saying you can't do it because you don't think you can do it. You so when I was learning about what self-doubt was, I had to exchange the self-doubt with belief to say I can do it. So why am I not doing it? Why am I not pursuing it? Why am I not accomplishing it? Why am I not achieving it? I have to change what I'm saying because what I'm speaking has volume. What I'm delivering has a message behind it, has purpose behind it. So how can I change this habit? And to make it a good habit so that it's a routine and I can work on it forever. And so when I was in the Marine Corps and we had to work out together, I didn't work out when I was alone because we was working out together. As we was working out together, I'm like, yeah, there's no need for me to really, you know, work out by myself because we working together as a unit. What I didn't factor in was that we was working out together once or twice per week. Once or twice per week, we're working out together. And as we're working out together, what about the remainder of the 5 days throughout the week? I wasn't doing the extra work because I had self-doubt within myself. I knew I needed to do it, but I wasn't doing it because I had self-doubt. You see, I was counting myself out because the doubt was so heavy to carry. The doubt was so heavy to worry about. The doubt just pulled me back because I didn't believe that I can do it by myself. It wasn't the fact that I didn't believe, I just didn't have the energy that I didn't think I had. I didn't believe that I can build the energy and create the discipline and routine around everything that I'm going through. Let me know in the comments how you are counting yourself in rather than out. You see, I had to really be aware of what I was doing, because in order to be confident, in order to be consistent, I have to be willing to build a routine. It takes 21 days to build and break a habit because a habit has to be replaced with a new action. A new action has to take place of the old action because you have to learn how to count yourself in when no one is counting on you. Because what I learned is that life is going to give you answers. Life is going to discover your value. Life is going to show that you are on the right path. You're on the wrong path. You're on a path. And as long as you continue to show up and continue to do the same thing that you was doing your whole entire life, the new path won't be created because the new path is waiting to be discovered. And so when I really start to really pay attention to what I was doing, how I was going about doing it, I had to be aware that my self-doubt was destroying my belief. My self-doubt was so heavy, I couldn't work with it because the doubt was working against me. And so I had to learn that even though I don't understand what I'm doing, I can learn as I'm growing because as I'm growing, I'm developing. I remember I was in Missouri and we was in a schoolhouse and it was cold again. But this time it was extremely cold. And I remember one time the person that was over us, he was like, yeah, y'all can't wear y'all jacket. Y'all have to stand outside just like this, long sleeves, but with no jacket, with no extra cushion, with no extra pillows, not pillows, but with no extra jacket, because you have to really feel the weather. You have to feel the challenge. You have to feel what you just got yourself into. You see, when you build in a habit, you have to build. When you build in a habit, you have to feel what you're going through. When you build in a habit, you have to recognize what you're experiencing. You see, if you wasn't experiencing the pain and challenges that you were going through, how you were going through it wouldn't matter, because you wouldn't develop into a new person. You see, life is going to show you that when you put yourself out there in a new environment, a new situation, a new conversation, the conversation that you're entering is showing that you are learning something new. I was at this event in San Diego, and as I'm at this event in San Diego, this room was full of people who had a lot of money. And the room was so fascinating because I was the only one that probably didn't have no money. And even though I probably didn't have no money, the room, the knowledge, the atmosphere was so amazing, was so astounding, because I was counting myself in. And so when I was counting myself in, I showed up to the room, I showed up in the conversation, I showed up in the place. And it was this one time when I was just sitting there, and it was three people around me just speaking, just talking business. And then one guy said, man, I feel like you're left out. Would you like to be part of the conversation? I told him, no, thank you, because I don't think I will be able to communicate in a way where it shows I know what I'm talking about. But even though I'm not communicating, I'm listening. So I don't need to be involved in it. I just want to listen. Can I just sit right here and listen to y'all? He said, yeah. I said, I appreciate it. And I just sat there and just listened. I listened to what they were saying, how they were saying it, and they was counting themselves in, because they didn't count themselves out. See, I counted myself in by not being a part of the conversation, yet I counted myself out to be a part of the conversation. Why? Because I had to choose what I wanted to communicate. I had to choose what I wanted to learn. And another thing, I wouldn't be able to understand the language that they was even speaking. It wasn't the fact that they were speaking another language. Here's the difference. They were speaking a language around a topic that I wasn't familiar with. There's a language that when you're doing something so often, you develop this new way of communicating. I haven't developed that way of communicating. I just wanted to listen to how they were communicating. You see, I didn't count myself in. I didn't count myself out. On the contrary, I count myself in because I was still listening to the conversation. You see, sometimes you have to count yourself out on certain things and count yourself in on things that will benefit you even more because of the phase that you are in, because of the journey that you are going through and the challenge that you are facing. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, but since it's not easy, everyone is not doing it. How do you count yourself in when you don't even know what you're counting yourself in for? You see, when I was building the routine up, when I was building the daily habit, when I was building this discipline up, I was willing to just be in the environment for the room full of people who had a whole bunch of money. I'm talking about a whole bunch of money I ain't never heard before. But this room was so incredible because I was able to just learn. I was able to see a new way of learning, a new topic, a new language. I mean, this one guy, his name was Brandon Dawson. He's talking about some EBITDA. I'm sitting next to a guy named Anthony Glenn. I'm like, what is EBITDA? And I'm asking, like, how do you even spell that? How do you even pronounce that? Like, what is that? He said it's EBITDA, equity, interest, or something. I can't even remember. But it's terminology around business. And at the time, I've never even heard anything of what is called, what I say, EBITDA. I never heard anything of EBITDA. And so this time, I was counting myself in because I was asking questions. I was asking questions because I was concerned of what this actually was. And the guy, he was just up there talking. He was just up there speaking. He was just up there sharing. I'm like, what is he talking about? What is this information that he's saying? Is it? And I'm counting myself in because I'm willing to write the notes. I'm willing to take down what I'm thinking is resonating. As I'm thinking I know what is resonating, I'm going to take down a lot of notes. I might not use what he's saying today, but I'm counting myself in to use it for the future. You see, when you count yourself in, you build a routine for yourself. You're creating your future because your future comes from the decision that you're making today. The reason why that's so important, the reason why that matters, is because when you decide to learn something new, the challenges that you will face will push you back because you have to identify what you are learning, how you are learning, and why you're learning this skill. Because it matters to show you that if you focus on building a habit, if you identify a bad habit that you do no longer want to do, how can you exchange this with something new? I remember when I got out the Marine Corps, I wasn't working out as much as I wanted to. And so I changed that. I started back working out because when I was in, we had to work out together. And I was less motivated because we was already working out together. So why I need to work out by myself? So now I have to change that discipline and that routine that was built when I was serving to building and creating a new discipline. Since I'm not serving anymore, how can I continue to stay fit? How can I continue to stay healthy? How can I continue to even move my body? See, I was willing to identify my current habit and exchange the habit with something new so I can build a routine on top of it. You see, it wasn't easy, but when I count myself in, I accepted the challenge. You see, life is going to show you when you put yourself out there, when you show up, you are marketing yourself, because as you are marketing yourself, people will see what you are doing. People will recognize how you are doing it. People will see that you're doing it because you are counting yourself in. I remember when I moved in with my brother, before I moved out of California, when we stayed with each other, I moved with him. And with my twin, I was learning how to get up early to go work out. I was learning how to get up early to go train. I was learning how to get up just to build my stamina the way I run up. So I wanted to improve for myself. It wasn't the fact that I was staying with my twin brother, but I wanted to improve for myself. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to count yourself in for yourself rather than the next person. And so I'm getting up every morning to go work out. I'm getting up every evening to go work out and run. I'm getting up because I'm deciding to change an old habit for a new habit, because I'm replacing the effort that needs to be completed. I'm replacing the energy, because the energy comes from the decision that I make for myself. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But since I'm counting myself in, I'm the one that's doing it. You see, it's a process behind the journey. It's a process behind the development. It's a process behind everything that you have to go through. Because as you're growing through it, you're willing to build a routine. You're willing to recognize the type of routine that you're building, because you're willing to do it for yourself. When you do it for yourself first, building a routine comes from building a habit. And to build a habit, you have to recognize why you're building something in a way that's growing. So when I started back working out, when I stand my twin brother, and as I'm working out, I'm doing push-ups on the sidewalk, I'm running a half a mile or a mile. And I'm staying in shape. And I remember this one time I met this young lady. Her name was Sonia. And when I met her, she's doing the same exact thing. She's out there running. She's out there walking. And now she's walking, she's getting exercise. She's moving her body and she's getting energy because she's counting herself in. And we just happened to cross paths because I was going one direction, she was going the other, and we ended up communicating because if I was able to count myself in and Sonia was able to count herself in, how can we learn together? You see, when you start to do it for yourself, you have to know that it's going to be a long, hard, lonely road. Because you have to be willing to do it for yourself for so long before others that's doing the same thing can resonate, can understand, connect with you even deeper. And so the reason why that's so important, the reason why that matters is because it shows that you are counting yourself in. You see, to get a result, to get growth, to get development, you have to be willing to build a habit for yourself, because to market yourself, you have to continue to count yourself in. Excuse me, life is going to reward you because you are counting yourself in rather than out. Because if I counted myself out, I would have never started back running. If I counted myself out, I would never start doing push-ups. If I counted myself out, I would never build the routine back up to get up early and go run, to get up early to go do some push-ups, to get up early to go stretch. I wouldn't have built that routine up because I wasn't preparing. I wouldn't have built that routine up because I wasn't counting myself in. I was counting myself out. And so now that I'm switching how I approach life and how I approach what I'm doing, how I go about doing it even matters even most, because how do you stay consistent? There's a quote up here on this board, and I look at it every so often, and it says, how long can you be consistent? And I read it every day, and it's constantly showing me that sometimes you might not see no results. Sometimes you might not see what you're looking for. Sometimes what you're looking for might not come to you as soon as possible. But what it can do is that it can build your consistency. It can build your efforts. It can help you develop even more, because as you're developing even more, you're willing to build a routine. You see, when you count yourself in, you're willing to accept the challenge. You're willing to accept the outcome. You're willing to put yourself out there, because to market yourself, for people to know what you are doing, you have to be willing to do it by yourself for so long. How long can you be consistent? How long can you show up for yourself? How long can you count yourself in? You see, this event that I went to back in 2022, as I was getting out the Marine Corps, as I went to this event, I was counting myself in because I didn't know who was in the room. And even though I didn't know who was in the room, I was willing to show up and be willing and open to learning new information. I remember when I got there, I had a similar outfit on. My shirt was like red and black. It was a button down, and I had on black slacks, black shoes, and I felt good about myself. So in California, you got to pay for parking. Unfortunately, you have to pay for parking. So as I paid for parking, I not only start walking, but I'm looking for a store. I'm looking for something that's around me where I can go buy something. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something that's going to help me be more attentive, pay more attention. And so as I'm walking around, I found a store called CVS. You see, I went looking for the store. I was able to find the store because I was willing to put in my GPS. It wasn't the fact that I didn't know where I was at. I was looking for a particular store so I can get a particular thing. And a particular thing that I wanted to receive or to buy was a notebook. I wanted to go in this event, even though I had no idea what I was going into. I wanted to go in this event and start taking notes and be willing to learn. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to learn, because you have to find what you're looking for. You have to find what you are searching for. You have to identify what you are looking for. You see, when you count yourself in, you're willing to learn as you are developing for yourself, because it matters. See, marketing is so important because you have to show up to for others to even recognize what you're doing. You have to show up in the way for so long, for so many times, for so many days. And soon and eventually, people will recognize that this person keeps showing up. This person keeps doing the work. This person is building a routine because they see success for themselves. You see, when you build a routine, not only are you counting yourself in, you're not counting yourself out, because you know that you are putting yourself out there. You don't have to know everything. You just have to be willing to accept the challenge and count yourself in. You see, if it was easy, everybody would be doing this. Since it's not easy, everyone is counting themselves out. And just because everyone is counting themselves out, today you can start counting yourself in. Why? Because it matters to build a routine and to keep the routine. How long can you stay consistent? You see, this question I get asked, I ask this question to myself every day, every so often, because it matters. How long can you push through when you have no one in your life? How long can you push through when no one's responding? How long can you push through before you see the results that you are looking for? How long? I constantly ask myself that, because sometimes I be having doubt. Sometimes I be having second guessing myself. And most days, I'm encouraging myself because I have a first guess. I have a first thought. So I want to look up the word consistent. How long can you stay consistent? You see, the definition of consistent is act or done in the same. Acting or done in the same way over time, especially so as to be fair or accurate. You see, consistency matters because you have to do it every single day. I watched this one video and it was talking about health. It was talking about, like, if you eat a whole bunch of sugar for 7 days, will you be sick? If you eat a whole bunch of sugar for the next 14 days, will you be sick? If you eat a whole bunch of sugar within the next 21 days, will you be sick? You see, the habits that we're doing, it get built on top of one another, because the day we change the habits, the day we break the cycle for ourselves. It's not the fact of the sugar destroying our body. What matters is that we are the ones consuming the sugar that destroys our body. So this video was so good because it says that you don't get unhealthy overnight. You don't get unhealthy overnight because you get unhealthy over time. And when he said that, I'm like, God, dog, that make a lot of sense. I remember when I was getting sick one time. As I was getting sick, I felt my body getting sick. I felt my body like getting the sniffles. I felt my body coughing and getting the cold. I felt my body. And even though I felt my body, I wanted to stop the sickness. Because I knew the sickness was going to put me down for a couple of days. And as I knew the sickness was going to put me down, I tried to stop it. And how I tried to stop it, I bought a case of orange juices. And see, the case of orange juices, I'm thinking just because they have vitamins in it, it's going to make me feel a little better. See, I haven't been taking vitamins that for so long. And when I started taking a lot of vitamins, I got sick. Because I consumed it all. At once, I drank the six pack all at once, and it was only four orange juices, and every bottle had 57 grams of sugar. 57 grams of sugar. It had 57 grams of sugar, and I drank four different bottles, the small ones, within a span of 2 hours. Because I knew I was getting sick. I felt my body getting sick. And see, in life, when you count yourself in, you have to know that you can't count yourself out by stopping what's going to happen. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you can't stop what will happen. Can't stop what will happen. Can't stop, I'm going to say the outcome. Can't stop the outcome. Can't stop the outcome. You see, you can't stop the outcome, because the outcome is going to happen regardless of the matter. Regardless of if you're trying to stop it, regardless of if you think you can stop it. It's going to happen regardless of the fact, because it's meant to happen. I was meant to get sick. I was meant to sleep. I was meant to rest. So as I got sick and I drank all the four different orange juices in the span of 2 hours, I was exhausted. Because my body can handle all that vitamin. All that vitamin put me to sleep. Because I drank too much all at once. Because I tried to stop the outcome. I tried to stop the outcome because I knew I didn't want that outcome. You see, in life is going to show you if you're on the right path. Because the outcome, it will show that you are doing more than you think. And when you do more than you think, you have to pay the repercussion. You have to pay the consequences. There's a saying that says, every action has a reaction. And every reaction has a consequence. Because the action that you put for yourself, the action that you do, the action that you are working on, everything that you do is built on top of one another. And as it's built on top of one another without even paying attention to it, your body, your mind, your environment reacts to the action because you're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's showing up. You're the one that's growing. You're the one that's developing. Because as you're developing and growing, you have to be aware of what you're growing into. See, even though it has a action and a reaction, see, the consequence is going to show you that you're doing the right thing, you're doing the wrong thing. Sometimes you just need to lay down and rest, which means you was doing the wrong thing. You see, when I got sick, I tried to stop it because I didn't want to be sick. You see, I tried to stop the alcohol because I didn't want to lay down and go to sleep. I didn't want to be asleep for a couple of days, so I tried to prevent the outcome. You see, the outcome is going to happen whether you stop it or you don't stop it. The outcome will be present. The outcome will be delivered. Because here's the thing. As you are counting yourself in, you have to recognize the difficulties that you will face when you're not counting yourself out. Because it shows that you are willing to accept the challenge. The challenge is so overwhelming. Because how do you know that can't stop? I didn't even put stop. I put can't the outcome. Can't stop. I'm gonna put error right here. Can't stop the outcome. Can't stop the outcome. I remember I was playing football in high school, and as I'm playing football in high school, I remember this one time we was on a kickoff team. Which means that it's the start of a game, and one team has to kick the ball off to the opposing team, and the opposing team has a chance to run it back, to score, whatever the case is. So we in the kickoff line, I'm like right beside the kicker. Like I'm right beside the kicker. And as I'm right beside the kicker, he kicks the ball. Right, so now I'm looking at the ball. I'm only paying attention to the ball because I'm timing. In my mind, I'm timing. Where is it at? And how far can I run? How fast can I run to get to the ball as the person catches it and before he can start running? You see, in kickoff, as a kickoff specialist, I had to play one role. But as I'm paying attention to one thing, I got blindsided. And by blindsided, I'm saying somebody came as I'm not paying attention and just knocked me out. Just knocked me down. I wasn't even expecting that. See, that I wanted to stop the outcome because I was looking at a different action. And as I'm looking at it, even though in my mind I didn't want to get hit like that, I couldn't stop the outcome. I got laid out. I got hit hard. When I say the dude like really put his shoulder in me, he put his shoulder in me where like my eyes had blacked out. I ain't never felt it before, you know, so my eyes had blacked out. Then when I got up, I'm like, God, dog, like, I'm trying to shake it out, but I couldn't shake it out because I couldn't stop the outcome. You see, the outcome is going to happen whether you are prepared for it or unprepared for it. You see, the reason why it's going to happen because you can't stop the outcome. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to know, as you are looking at one action, as you're looking at one thing, as you are focused on one skill, see, the reaction will redirect you in a way that's going to knock you down. You see, every action has a reaction, and every reaction has a consequence, because it matters, because every reaction that the action is creating, what's the consequence? What's the consequence behind you counting yourself in? You see, consequence sound like a bad word. Consequence sound like a word that's not good. Consequence sound like it's horrible. You see, the definition of consequence, let me go ahead and look up the definition of consequence, because to see the definition and to recognize it, we have to fully read it. And it says a result or effect of an action or condition. Importance of relevance. And the reason why that's so important. Because to have a consequence, to have a reaction, to have an action, you have to be willing to take that first step. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to know that you are putting yourself out there. To market correctly, you have to be willing to put yourself out there in a way where people don't know who you are, where people don't recognize who and what you do, where people don't even see the value that you are bringing to others. And see, to recognize the value that you're bringing, the value that you have, is that you have to count yourself in. You see, I'm so fascinated with marketing because anyone can market. Do they know that they're marketing themselves? I remember when I was playing, I went to this football camp. It was in Washita, Arkansas, I believe that was a state. And so when I went to this camp, I'm thinking I'm going to school so I could play college football. I'm going to be great. I'm going to be phenomenal. I'm going to give it my best. And so for some reason, my number in high school was 48. And when I went to this camp, my number was 1. I'm like, why did I even change 1? I never even saw myself as number 1. And so when I didn't have my football number, I'm at this camp. And it was this big swole dude. I was pretty big for my size, but this dude was like 220. He can run like a 4.6, a 4.6, like he's really fast. He can run, he can move. I'm like, this is a big dude. There's no way. He played running back, I played linebacker. So the same position, but just different sides of the ball. One was on offense, one was on defense. It's like the captain. No, I'm sorry. The running back is not the captain. The quarterback is the captain. But it's kind of like one has to manage the field. And so as I'm going against him, this guy is huge. This guy can move. So just imagine a big dude who can run just like Bo Jackson. Imagine Bo Jackson with speed, power, and dominance come running towards you. What are you going to do? You see, when you count yourself in, you face Bo. I ain't never faced Bo, but I faced, his name was Cam. But I faced Cam because it was either going to be him or it's going to be me. And I'd rather it be him. Why? Because I was counting myself in just like he was counting himself out. I'm counting himself in. Because if we both counting ourselves in, what's going to happen? Someone is going to lose. Someone is going to get knocked down. But their brute of force is coming in together. One person is going to come off on top. And see, to build, to meet the force, one has to be willing to count himself in, to count herself in. And as they're counting each other in, you have to be willing to take that action. And as you're taking that action, just know that a reaction will come, because the reaction was us colliding into one another. Me and the other football player, we're just colliding into one another. As we're colliding into one another, see, the consequence was either one of us was going to get injured, one of us was going to be okay, or one of us was going to get knocked down. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to take that first step for yourself. When you are marketing yourself, you have to be willing to put yourself out there, because as you are putting yourself out there, you are showing that you can develop and connect with others. Marketing became a fascinating topic to me because it showed me that there's different ways to communicate. It demonstrates the ways that you communicate and how you are communicating with others matters the most, because it represents the type of value that you can bring to others when you learn how to market yourself. And as I'm learning how to market myself, how to be and count myself in, I have to be willing to count myself in ways that I don't count myself out, because I have to be willing to build a routine for myself. And see, when I was pushing myself out there, when I was putting myself out there, I'm learning how to show up more confidently. I'm learning how to show up in a way that's going to show that you are on the right path. I remember my first networking event in California. I went to this event and I had on slides, a sweatpants, and a t-shirt. I was comfortable there. I didn't know that it was a certain criteria to dress in. But even when I was in the Marine Corps, when we went to like the food, the chow hall is called the food place, the food or the cafeteria is called the chow hall. So when we went to the chow hall or the cafeteria, we couldn't wear slides. We had to wear shoes. We had to wear jeans. Like, there was a certain dress attire that we had to wear. And when I got out the Marine Corps, I'm like, yeah, man, that's over with. I can do what I want as much as I want to. During that time, I still was in the Marine Corps. And so I knew the rules, but since I'm not on base, I wasn't doing it. And I felt comfortable. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I'm at this event, I'm at this meetup. Let's see what can come from it. And when I first entered the establishment, I was there by myself. I was there and I haven't met anybody. And I just saw his name and I saw Mitch come in. Mitch came in, he was like, I'm Mitch. I said, I'm Terrell. He said, I'm Mitch. I said, I'm Terrell. He said, I'm Mitch. I said, I'm Terrell. He said, it's good to meet you. I said, it's good to meet you too. You see, I was counting myself in because I was willing to show up. So you see, when you market yourself, you have to be willing to show up no matter what you have on, no matter what you look like, no matter how you carry yourself, because you have to be willing to show up for yourself. And to this day, Mitch is a good friend, he's a good person, and he's a real estate investor. And he's still investing in real estate. I just had to learn more about what I was doing, what I wanted to do. And if y'all want to get into real estate investing, make sure y'all go to Mitch Roy. Make sure y'all follow him. Make sure you send him a like, send him a comment. Say, Terrell, send me your story because you are a smart investor. You see, life is going to show you that when you put yourself out there. No. When you count yourself in, you're willing to market yourself accordingly because you're willing to have confidence to put yourself out there. And as you're putting yourself out there, people will see what you're doing. People will see how you are. I remember my first time speaking in public, speaking in front of a group of people. It was at an open mic. I'm thinking an open mic is going to be good to perform it. It's going to be great to perform it. And so as I'm performing at this open mic, I'm really nervous. I'm really like overthinking what I would like to say. Because I had no idea what to say. You see, the people that went in front of me, the people that was performed, that has performed in front of me, some of them can sing, some of them played the piano, some of them played the guitar, some of them was a poet, some was a comedian. You see, I was willing to see their act. You see, when you show up and count yourself in, you can see others succeed at what they're doing. You see, I was willing to, I was able to see how they was doing and how they were performing and how and what they said. So I'm thinking it's a good environment. I think it's a good place to share what I do, which is talk, which is communicate. And so I wasn't counting myself out. In fact, I was counting myself in because I was talking myself into it. I was building the courage. I was preparing the words to say. And so as I'm preparing the words is in my head. I'm processing the words. I'm thinking about it over and over and over again. I'm like, yeah, I got this. Yeah, I got this. Then I was like, Terrell Humphrey. I said, oh, it's my turn now. Everything that I thought about left my mind because I didn't know what to say when I got in front of people. Because my mind just shut down. I remember this video with Jim Rohn. He said, my first time speaking, I got up to speak, my mind shut down. You see, when you get up to speak, your mind shuts down because you're constantly overthinking what you're going to say. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to overthink what you're going to do because you have to recognize that you're going to be okay. You see, the number one fear in the world is public speaking. Like, how do you get in front of people to speak and bring value? Because when you bring value, you have to know that it's not about you. I read this in a book a couple days ago, that when you get in front of a group of people, it's not about you. It's about the value that you could bring to them. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that can't stop the outcome. Last point is to recognize, can't stop the outcome is to create the value. Create your value. Create your value. Excuse me. Create your value. You see, the reason why creating your value is so important, because when you are marketing yourself, you have to have value to deliver. You have to have value to share. You have to have value to give to others, because when you are standing in front of others, it's about them. You see, it took me a long time to recognize why it's even about them, why they even matter. I thought it was about me because I'm the one that's getting up to speak. I thought it was about me because I'm the one that's delivering and taking the action. I thought it was about me because I decided to get up in front of people. And so when they broke it down, I was like, yeah, when you get up and speak, it's not about you. It's about what you think your audience need at that time. And when I first spoke, I didn't know what my audience needed because I was all in my head. You see, when you count yourself in, you have to know you are learning a skill that's going to bring you more value. It's going to help you create more value. When you count yourself in, the value that you're creating is called self-belief. It's called self-belief because you have to believe in what you're doing. You have to see what you are taking action on. You have to understand that the work that you are doing matters the most because you are the one that's taking action. See, every action has a reaction on top of it, and every reaction has a consequence because it shows that if you're doing the right thing, you will get feedback. When you're doing the right thing, the feedback will come. It will help you develop even more. You see, I was so stuck in my head when I first spoke, when I first got up to speak at an open mic, because I didn't want to judge. I didn't want to get judged by the audience. In all honesty, I was judging myself. And see, even though I was counting myself in, I was talking myself out. Because I was judging and thinking that I wasn't good enough. I was judging myself, and I wanted to really develop even more because I wanted to create value. You see, to create value, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. To create value, you have to be willing to be embarrassed. To create value, you have to be willing to get in front of others and be willing to teach what you know and to teach what you think they will value. Because if you're not doing it, who will? If you're not getting up to speak in front of individuals, who will? Marketing is so incredible because it challenges you to be creative. It forces you to develop, and as it's forcing you to develop the value that you're creating, you're not only creating self-belief, but you're showing why it matters to believe in oneself. See, when I started back, when I started my journey back half a decade ago, I was willing to show my journey and everything that I've been on, because everything that I've been through is going to make me a better person. It's going to help me create the value. And as I'm creating the value, it's going to show that you're doing the right thing. To create value, you have to create self-belief within yourself. As you're building belief within yourself, it goes back to the point of number one, you have to build a routine to have belief in what you're doing, because the routine that you are establishing comes from the effort that you're putting in for yourself. Because it takes 21 days to build a routine, yet it takes a lifetime to keep this routine. Because you can stop working out. When I got out of high school and I tore my ACL and I went to therapy and I went to the healing facility, I went there, and even though I went there, it wasn't good because I had to stop working out. Because somebody else was making me work out. I had to show up because they forced me. Well, not necessarily forced me, but I wanted to get my leg better. But they told me, like, this is your time of appointment. This is when you're supposed to show up. They encouraged me to show up, and I lost motivation to keep showing up. You see, in life, when you're creating value, your value comes from what you are doing and counting yourself in. When you count yourself in, you have to be willing to not only accept the challenge, but identify the challenge that you are going through. You see, it helps. It matters the most because you can't stop the outcome, because whether you show up or you don't show up, the outcome will be present. The outcome will come. The outcome will show. Because as you're showing, either you can create the outcome or the outcome is going to present itself. I remember when I was in California and I was in traffic, I had left this meeting. Graciously enough, this real estate investor, he let me come to a meeting that he was having, to have like a meeting around investing funds or getting private funds for a worker or an investor so they can invest in a real estate project. And so as I'm there, I'm learning how to ask for the money, ask for how much you have, how much you like to put in, what they say when they ask, how much, how long is it going to be, how much am I looking to get back. And as I'm looking and listening to them, I said, this is really good because I don't know what the meaning behind it is. I don't even know the purpose behind it because I haven't raised money myself. The fact that I was willing to count myself in and show up at this meeting because he said I can come, I was willing to learn. I was willing to learn. And as I'm willing to learn, I'm just there present. As I'm there present, I'm willing to, he let me listen to the conversation, how they went back and forth, He asked, like, so how much money do you have to invest? Like, he just asked that question because he told me right after they got done, right after the gentleman left, he said, if you never ask for the money, they'll never give you the money. I said, ooh, that's deep for a deeper day because I don't know what that means. But the fact that he let me sit in the conversation, it goes back to when I was at the conference in California, San Diego, California. I was in this room with a whole bunch of people who made a whole bunch of money, and I'm just there listening to different conversations. I'm there listening to the language that they're delivering. If you never ask for the money, they will never give you the money. So when it taught me that when you listen, when you're showing up, when you count yourself in, you're not only creating value, you're learning the value that you create for yourself. And see, I was willing to learn and just be quiet because it taught me that value gets created when you understand, when you have that routine, when you have that habit, when you identify what you are doing because you counting yourself in. You see, when you have this habit and routine, the value that you are creating and showing others will be present for others because you are the one that's establishing it. And so when he let me see it, I said, hey, man, I appreciate you for even letting me come and let me even sit in this conversation. Because this conversation not only helped me, but it taught me how to ask the hard questions. Because if you never ask, you will never get. And when it taught me that when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to have the hard conversations. You see, the reason why that matters is because if you never bring it up, it's never going to be discussed. If you never talk about it, it's never going to be explained. If you never bring it about, you will never get it. You see, when you create your own outcome, the outcome that you are creating is from the efforts that you are putting out to the world, that you are putting out to the universe, that you are putting out as you are marketing. When you market yourself, you have to continue to show up. Even when you don't even fully understand what you're doing, you have to show up and just gain the knowledge, gain the experience, gain the understanding, because the understanding will help you learn the language. I'm learning Spanish right now, and yo aprendo español para cuatro, I don't know how to say months. So I'm learning how to speak a language, but I had to learn the basis at the beginning. You see, when you're creating value for yourself, see, the value that you're creating has to get started from the basics. Has to get started from the basics, because the basics is going to help you develop even more. It's going to help you grow even more. See, the basic knowledge that he taught me when I was in the meeting is that if you never ask for the money, you'll never get the money. There's a viral trend going around and say, give me my money, then you clap. Give me my money, then you clap. You see, in this viral trend, if you never ask for the money, how can you get the money and get the clout? You see, it taught me that your value is being created when you understand that you have to count yourself in. You see, I want to look up the definition of value, because value matters the most. You see, value is something that we have, but to have and continue to develop, we have to understand what it is. You see, value is the regard that something is held to deserve the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. The usefulness of something. You see, when you count yourself in, you are becoming useful. When you count yourself out, you are useless. Why? Because you have to count yourself in to create the value that you like to share with others. Marketing is understanding that you have value, that you see value, and you recognize the value that you're bringing for others. And as you're bringing value for others, you're developing because you're willing to count yourself in. You see, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Since it's challenging, the ones that who count themselves in are the ones that's doing it, are the ones that's achieving it, are the ones that's pursuing their value. Because the outcome is going to happen regardless of if you make it happen for yourself. See, I'd rather control what's going to happen to me because I'm willing to count myself in rather than count myself out and let the outcome dictate how my life is going to be. I remember, a couple of days ago, it was thunderstorming. And if I wanted to stop the thunderstorm, I couldn't because the outcome was already happening. It was thunderstorming. It was loud. It was dark. It was rainy. And the outcome that I was creating was staying inside. You see, sometimes when you count yourself in, you have to be willing to create value from the inside rather than the out. Because when you're out, you're not creating value for yourself. You're creating an issue that will develop. Effort gets built. Value gets created, and as it's created, it comes from you counting yourself in. It comes from you counting yourself in because you have to build a routine for yourself. It takes 21 days to build a habit. It takes 21 days to replace an old habit with a new one. It takes 21 days to even build and establish a daily routine for yourself. But it takes a lifetime to keep it because when you build it, you have to maintain it. You see, when you maintain, you can't stop the outcome. The outcome is going to be created from your efforts, or the outcome is going to be presented because your efforts not presented. So either way, the outcome is going to be present. But it's up to you to control the narrative, because the narrative is your own story. Your narrative is the way you market. Your narrative is the way you're putting yourself out there. Because as you're putting yourself out there, you have to continue to create value for yourself. Because value comes from when you learn how to market and put yourself out there. When you learn how to communicate and share what you're going through. Because as you're going through different moments, different experiences, different timing, the time is going to show that you are on the right path as you're creating the value and the outcome for yourself, because the outcome is created from the work that you're doing. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you share this live with one individual, and not only share this live, but leave in the comments your biggest takeaway from on how you're going to start counting yourself in and why it matters to you the most. Leave in the comments. I love to engage with you. I love to come with you. And if you're listening to this, make sure you leave a podcast review saying, hey, this podcast is great because of that. This podcast was blank because of this. And it helped me so much. Not only connect with you and continue to speak with you, but help me grow in a way where I can help a billion people not only believe in themselves, but start a podcast and start sharing their story. So if you got value from this, make sure you send it to a friend. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you and leave a comment below on how you're going to start counting yourself in for yourself. So I appreciate y'all.